This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the opposition leader accuses government of failing to protect the fishing industry, while the minister responsible for fisheries sets the record straight on government's investment for fishermen. The former minister of the blue economy, hopeful for increased revenue from this country's ship registry. The city of Bridgetown strengthens ties with New York City. And the CCJ dismisses a case filed by the British American Insurance Company against the Trinidad and Tobago government. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has criticized what he calls the government's failure to protect the fishermen's assets ahead of the passage of Hurricane Beryl in July. As he opened the debate on the merchant shipping bill, which was passed in the House yesterday, Mr. Thorne took Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley to task over her recent announcement of a bank account set up to support hurricane-hit Cuba. He believes the fishermen should have also received a similar arrangement.
Let the High Court and the Court of Appeal and the Caribbean Court of Justice come and tell me that the government, in a legal sense, did not breach its public responsibility to that industry when it bundled those boats up in a confined space and caused the destruction, not of wood and metal, but the destruction of lives. And nobody has raised a voice in government in their defense. We all love the Cubans too. And the idea of the bank account for the Cubans is a good idea. But an even better idea is a bank account for the fishing industry in this country. Who shall be their voice in government? Who will start the bank account for the boat owners and the vendors and the boat cleaners? Who is going to start a bank account for them? Not a voice is raised.
He also criticized the bill for its lack of attention to the local fishing industry.
They believe that the offer of 25% for a boat that will cost up to $475,000 is a contemptuous offer. That's how they feel. That's how they feel. They feel that this government, while being concerned with the lofty matters of shipping, maritime shipping, merchant shipping, tourist liners, they feel that while this government is preoccupied with glamour and large business, they feel that this same government has little concern for the man from Oystens and Consett Bay and Weston.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. But the Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, in his defense of government's efforts to assist the fishing industry, reminded the opposition leader about the benevolent fund that was set up immediately after Hurricane Beryl affected the coastal areas of Barbados.
So a benevolent fund was set up by the Prime Minister immediately. Because she met with the fisher folk, along with myself and the ministers they just alluded to, on site. And subsequently, I didn't want to say that so far, that benevolent fund has realized over $2 billion. I want to repeat, $2 billion to support the fishing industry. $2 million. This is what we have done so far.
He also gave an update on a grant for the fisher folk to repair their vessels.
We work, and I must thank those persons in my fisheries division, led by, of course, the chief fisheries officer, who worked relentlessly to ensure we got that information for the fisher folk so that today I can report to the country that out of 149 boats damaged, 78 persons so far has gotten their first 25% grant so they can repair their boats. I want to report today, out of 149, I will repeat, damaged vessels, 78 persons have received the 25% grant given by government for the repairs based on the engineer's assessment.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, and Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, also criticized the opposition leader's statement.
How does a leader of the opposition in a serious country not know that there was a benevolent fund created by the government as a matter of first resort in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl. How does he not know this? And how does a serious leader of the opposition, supposedly representing a serious political party, stand in this serious place and call for the establishment of a bank account when the benevolent fund existed from day one? In fact, ma'am, I do not believe that 48 hours had passed before the Honorable Prime Minister of Barbados announced to the public, which I presume includes the Democratic Labour Party's leader, that there would be the creation of the benevolent fund. And we have heard today that it has thus far been capitalized at $2 million and that there have been a range, a cross-section of contributors.
Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons. Member of Parliament for St. James South, Kirk Humphrey, is hopeful for an increase in the number of ships in this country's shipping registry with the passing of the Merchant Shipping Liability and Compensation Bill. During his contribution to the debate, Mr. Humphrey, a former Minister of the Blue Economy, stressed that Barbados can see increased revenue from the sector as a result.
I remember when we were discussing the ship registry, and I felt that the ship registry should be generating more revenue for Barbados. I still do. But then when we looked at the international architecture, the legislative architecture around functioning ship registries, there is a need to do a lot of work to make sure that these persons would allow you to be the country where they fly your flag. We in Barbados had not done that work. So now that we are doing this work, I would hope that we see significant increase in the amount of ships registering through our ship registry, which will mean more revenue for Barbados. And I hope we take that revenue and put back into the industry. We create more seafarers so that people don't have to leave Barbados and go other places looking for a job. They could get jobs in Barbados in the industry.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael's South, Kirk Humphrey. Bridgetown, Barbados, and New York City have officially signed a sister city agreement aimed at strengthening ties between the two cities. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane, highlighted the importance of engaging the Barbadian diaspora in New York and fostering exchanges in areas such as crime prevention, culture, and education.
The purpose of the agreement is really to bring closer ties to the two cities, to tap into the Barbadian diaspora there. Moving forward, what we're looking at doing is really to have exchanges between the cities in terms of us having engagement with certain universities there so we can actually be able to benefit from technology, techniques in crime prevention, working in cultural aspects and so on. Going forward, we want this signing to be meaningful, not just the signing on paper today, but going forward, we expect to see a number of exchanges between the two cities in terms of physical exchanges of young people there and here, business people, business ideas, ventures going between the two cities. So it's something that as the MP, the Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, I'm very, very excited about. And I'm sure that on the other side of the area in New York, they're excited.
Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane. The Trinidad-based Caribbean Court of Justice dismissed a lawsuit brought against the Trinidad and Tobago government over the 2009 collapse of the British American Insurance Company Limited and Colonial Life Insurance Company Limited insurance agents. CCJ's president, Justice Adrian Saunders, said in a summary of the judgment that the claim was dismissed and the parties were ordered to bear their own costs. The British American Insurance Company Limited and Colonial Life Insurance Company Limited policyholders group brought the lawsuit claiming that after 15 years of perseverance, it has significantly advanced the pursuit of financial justice for policyholders in Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, who have, quote, suffered extreme financial loss and hardships, end quote, after the collapse of the British American insurance. Recapping the headlines. Opposition leader accuses government of failing to protect the fishing industry, while the minister responsible for fisheries set the record straight on government's investment for fishermen. The former minister of the Blue Economy, hopeful for increased revenue from this country's ship registry. City of Bridgetown strengthens ties with New York City. And the CCJ dismisses a case filed by the British American Insurance Company against the Trinidad and Tobago government. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.